Good morning, Northwood Middle School 8th Grade Orchestra. My name is Andrew Cole. I'm a band director here in Marietta, Georgia. I'll be listening to your performance today. Give me some comments and a rating, and I wish you the best of luck. And as soon as you guys get tuned up, I'll be looking forward to hearing you play. Good. Nice start. Do you think the down bow implies a little heavier of the first of the two eighth notes all through that introduction? I could use it a little bit stronger to start with, even though it says mezzo forte, so then you could come down a little bit at nine. Nice job. First violin melody. Yeah, I would dig in a little bit more there. Second violin's going to measure 44 to 45, because that's, you held that long note out, and that's a kind of a change thing, and it's leading to a crescendo. Yeah, some of the F naturals and B flats and C naturals. They're not as going to be as quite as comfortable of a fingering as like the C sharp or the F sharp would be. And so we're going to spend some time with those. You might even just work that in as part of your warm up, so that those become really as comfortable as the others. Because that's, I having just heard your seventh grade, I can appreciate that you've your next level of challenge for these students is these notes that, you know, are the accidentals, the naturals, and the flats that I mentioned. So I appreciate that I can see the how you are growing your program, how you go from one year to the next. So I appreciate the getting to see that. I'd like that down bow to be a little more together, be a lot more impact there on those. Yeah, and again, just a little bit of a issue there with this, like you said, C. I mean, yeah, you got a lot of challenge here. C natural, E flat, B flat, and then F natural, and all those in there. So really spend some time with those, getting those notes comfortable, because I do appreciate that you're, what you're asking these kids to do, and so I think it's nice to see that the progression of the education that you're requiring of the kids. Yeah, let's be sure these articulations are real clear. Da, da, dee, da. I do see that the bowing is consistent. These two cellos are real consistent with the bowing, but just a little hard to hear that articulated stuff down there in that part. All right, getting down on those lower strings, down to those low A's. Nice.
Again, check where
Nice job there with the decrescendo. And nice job. See, I could hear the cello really nicely there from B, those first four measures of B. That was really nice. Yeah, maybe, perhaps it's a little bit less active in the upper violins part, but now I can hear the cello part really a lot more clearly here. It's kind of within each measure almost. It's almost like a call and response within each measure, and just kind of prioritize what part of the measure you want to hear which instrument. It's a little more certainly more sophisticated balance wise than the seventh grade music for sure. Yeah, see right there, measure 38, had the dotted half note get down so we can hear that cello more. That's kind of, like I said, that's sort of the quasi call response. Could have used a better, you could have done a little more better retard there to lead into F. Nice pizzicato. Good violas, nice. Haven't heard a lot from you guys specifically, but that was a nice little spot there, measure 61. Yeah, in that case, I would definitely delay the decrescendo for the violas. Honestly, I would really not even put it in until the last measure. Certainly from the cello, from the bass, from the violins, yeah. But let the violas keep playing out there so we can hear them to the end. I really do appreciate getting to see your 7th and 8th grade right next to each other and seeing what you're doing, like what you ask of the 7th graders, and then seeing how you definitely raise the level for the 8th graders so that, you know, I mean, that's good to give the kids a more challenge, but then also, you know, that keeps them from getting from like losing interest, but because you're asking them to do a little more. It's like, this is eighth grade sophisticated level of music. So what a good thing. I'm so glad I got to see this from your groups. So I applaud you on your what seems to be a really comprehensive program, because I remember I got to hear you a few weeks ago with your sixth grade. So anyway, thanks so much for coming. I hope you guys have a great day in the park.